Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm broadcasting tonight from the bright red desk on the Upper East Side. I had a gentleman come this week for a week reading, and he went, "Do I get to see the bright red desk?" And I'm like, "Yeah, there it is, the bright red desk." So here I am at the bright red desk on a beautiful Sunday. This is May 22, 2016. And we are working in energy that is very intense and passionate and also a little bit wild and crazy. And so what we do here on the Weekly Weather is we talk about the energy in the week ahead. We tell you how to work with it productively and carefully and help you get where you're going. Now, this week and next week, we're really working with this intense energy. And, of course, it's the feminine is angry. There's a lot of crabby feminine energy. Now, men have feminine in their chart, too. So sometimes it's the women in your life that are mad, and other times it's your own feminine energy that's a little upset. And in the sky, the energies are just kind of swirling about. We also are having a really nice full moon that we finished yesterday, which has a great deal of energy around seeing things we hadn't seen before, and it takes us back to the beginning of the end of November, 2014, beginning of December when the new moon happened, and then back to last August when we had the opening quarter. So now we have the full moon, and we see it on a different level. And the moon is kind of was captured with Mars and Saturn. So she was a little angry or irritated. And I had said, you know, assassination energy in the sky with the node being an 18. And indeed, someone climbed the White House fence and got shot and killed. They did say death by, you know, cop where they want to get killed. So how much of a real assassination attempt, we don't know. But kind of that energy is still lurking in the air today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. So kind of just watch for where people are losing their heads or getting a little upset. And, of course, we had the Egyptian plane crash. Now, one of the things when you know, we do sometimes predict that it's going to be a tough week with a lot of things going on. This was a week for a lot of people of making decisions about the direction of their life. And remember, Mars is retrograde, which is asking us to revise and revisit. And Mercury is stationing on the world axis point. So he's giving us information that will be really critical to us in the going forward. And he's when he stations on the world axis, the world stops and looks and says, "Wow, that was big." And we get that kind of pause in the action, you know, where everybody kind of stops. And, of course, with Mercury stationing, it screws up communications or it gives it a problem. It gives it a little bit of a kick where it doesn't always flow easily or flow properly. And it offers us a new way of thinking about things, because whenever Mercury stops or any planet stops, we're going to look at it in a new way. So that's the story with the energy this week, last week. And then as we go into this week, we carry it forward because Mercury is stationing. So the few days before his stop and the few days after, we really feel him. And then he moves forward. And, of course, then we're going into next week, which is Memorial Day weekend, which has a great deal of energy around kind of expanding on a different level and giving us a new way of seeing things because we're beginning summer officially up here in the north. So we have a lot of energy this week ahead that's pretty potent, and when we're working with it, our job is to go, okay, how do I work with this in a way that helps me? And remember, transits are transits. They're temporary. They go away, but sometimes they're bigger than others. And this particular one, because Saturn and Pluto and Mars are all lined up on what's called the declination, and they're the same degree above the equator, actually below the equator, because they're on that same degree point, they're all kind of working together. So it's a pretty potent mix of stuff kind of flying out there. And, of course, Saturn and Pluto, when they were fighting 15 years ago, was the World Trade Center, and Mars is back perigee where he was 15 years ago, which usually mounts to some kind of big transformation. You know, sometimes it's a natural disaster like Bhopal or Chernobyl, and other times it's just it's the World Trade Center. It's planes crashing into a building, but everybody stops to turn and look. Again, still working with that energy this week, okay? So last week, kind of the lead up this week, as Mercury stops and shifts direction on the world access point, and he delivers a message we all need to hear. So in your life, pay attention to the messages you've been hearing. They're big. They're important. They're potent. They're going to give you guidance. They're going to say to you, this is the new path. And then as we go from the full moon to new, we release. So we had the full moon this weekend. We're now going to release for the next 2 weeks until the new moon that we have in Gemini. And that new moon in Gemini is pretty interesting, actually. I'll be doing a webinar on it. It's tied into the Venus star point, which is the when Venus and the Sun connect, which they do every 8 years at the same degree. So it's starting a new 8-year cycle of abundance and Venusian energy wherever you have that degree in your chart. And this week, actually tonight, in about an hour, and that's about an hour, I'm going to be doing a webinar on Jupiter. And these are kind of more lesson teaching, you know, where you can learn about the planets. So there's still time to sign up. You can sign up on my website. And if it'll be also be available for sale on the website going forward. So it's kind of a, you're going to build a series of lessons on planets so people can learn about them. And with the idea being that, you know, it's a way to, for my personal belief is everybody should learn astrology when they're 5. So this is my way of making that happen. So watch for the webinar tonight, or if you can't listen tonight, we download and mail it to you with the PowerPoint presentations on it. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have the webinar on the new moon, which will be a lot about that, working with that Venus star point, which also incorporates an 8-year big cycle starting. So we're in really interesting times. You know, Mars is retrograde, and when he goes retrograde, he does bring us back. He brings us back our partners. He brings us back our past loves. We hear from people we haven't heard from in a long time. I did a reading the other day for a woman marked as new client. And then when I pull it up, I'm like, I know this chart. I've seen this before. I worked with her 14, 15 years ago, probably longer than that. I worked with her in maybe 20 years ago. I hadn't seen her in years. So she said, well, I signed up as a new client because it's been years. And I'm like, well, no, I still have you in the database, but under your maiden name. And so we hear from our past. We hear from the people that were part of our story. And, of course, in the 14 years or more, I don't remember actually when the last time was I talked to her, you know, she got married, had a couple kids, you know, lived a life. And now, you know, at a turning point, at figuring out where her next chapter is. So you're going to hear from your exes. You're going to hear from your olds. You're going to hear from people you hadn't heard from in a while. Somebody said they heard from their boyfriend when they were 16. And I'm like, ooh, cool. You know, it's like just kind of take those calls, talk to those people. It's important. They're bringing you important news that will actually, it does a couple things when you hear from people from your past. It brings you back to that time. You remember it. And you kind of relive it a little. Sometimes with the emotions flare up too. And you go, oh, my God, I still feel the same way I felt. Other times you go, yeah, that was a whole lifetime ago. Wow. Very interesting. Long patch. And other times, they bring you news that you needed to know, or they tell you things that they weren't able to tell you back then. Or it helps you review the choices not made, you know, because the universe right now is saying we're at a really big choice point. We're working it out this summer. We're starting this whole huge new chapter. We have these outer planets and ending season signs. We're ending a major season of our life, beginning a new one. Go talk to your past. Go understand where you come from, how it got you here, and how it's going to lead you going forward. And that's really one of the beauties of the Mercury retrograde and the Mars retrograde, is the actions you didn't take. Mars retrograde, review the actions you didn't take. Go back and look at those. Say, that was the choice not made. And had I made that, would have been a whole other life. But the choice I made led me to this life, which is this life I'm living. And now I'm again at a choice point and looking back and figuring it out. So earlier tonight I was talking to a client, and we were talking about 1986, and she goes, yeah, that's when I gave up my rent-stabilized apartment and got married and moved. And I'm like, okay. And she's kind of making similar decisions now. Do I give up my apartment in New York and move? Do I... You know, there's this guy, you know, what's the plan? And, you know, the universe is really nice this way. It repeats stuff for us to learn and to go, yeah, yeah, I did that once. But what, you know, and not to say, oh, you know, last time it didn't work, so I better be careful. It's to say, just remember what you did and choose it differently. Or choose what, you know, sit in your heart space and choose from that place. Back to me, you know, been nagging you for the last few months about what's your vision. And, you know, we have the presidential campaign that's giving us two very different visions of what America could be, or a few different visions of what America could be. We're all being asked to say in our own life, what's our vision? So sit down with yourself and give yourself some time this week as Mercury stations to in an earth sign which wants to ground it. And focus on your vision. Focus on what you love. Focus on what you haven't done yet. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, yeah, you know, da 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 da, and you know, and I'm getting older, and I haven't traveled. Like, I'm like, I need to travel. Well, to do that, I got to get my passport renewed. You know, I was kind of like, all right, you know, like, there's steps. Follow the steps. Go back and get the passport renewed. And of course, I found the passport renewal plan, renewal form in a pile that I've been moving around from place to place in my apartment, and I thought, this week I'm going to go get that damn passport renewed. So think in your own life where you're looking to get things renewed, started, begun. So today Mercury stations direct and says, okay, we're going to go forward. But for the next 2 days, transportation's still a little screwy. And so let's get the moons out, get our papers out to do the moons, because we do have a little bit of a busy week this week. So the moon is in Sagittarius today, and it'll be in Sagittarius tomorrow, and it goes void at 11:37 in the morning with a trine to Uranus. So that's a pretty productive day and very active tomorrow afternoon. And that happens to be my sister's birthday, so happy birthday, Mary. Then the moon is void Monday afternoon, all day Monday afternoon, Monday night, evening, and it goes into Capricorn bright and early, 1:30 in the morning. These are all Eastern times. 1:34 in the morning, Eastern Standard, goes into Cap. It's in Capricorn on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, but it goes void at 9:11 p.m. Wednesday night with a square to Uranus. So Moon in Capricorn, square Uranus in Aries is a separating aspect or a stressful aspect. So that's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Separating and a little stressful. It's void Wednesday night, and it's void Thursday morning, and at 10:27 a.m., the moon goes into Aquarius. And that is ending with a closing aspect of the moon squaring Mars. Again, a contentious aspect. Taking an argument. Like I said, this week, last week, the feminine's angry, people are angry, kind of a crabby energy, right? So Moon in Aquarius on Thursday and Friday is crabby and cranky, and it's also there on Saturday morning through 4 p.m., 4:19 p.m. on Saturday the 28th, when it goes void with a square to Mars. So the closing aspects. Tomorrow morning is nice, but the rest of the week is crabby, okay, and separating and irritable and rah, 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 rah. So just, and it's also in outer, it's the planets of the career, the work, the world, and the forward going. So Monday morning, great. Rest of the week, a little wild. Then it's void from 4:19 on Saturday till 5:06 p.m. when it enters Pisces. And it's in Pisces with a nice closing aspect on the 28th and the 29th. And it goes void on the 30th, which is Memorial Day here in the United States, so it's a holiday. Goes void at 7:10 p.m. with a nice trine to Mars. And then it enters Aries at 9 o'clock p.m. on 9:09 p.m. on the 30th. And the 31st, it's in Aries. And then it goes void at 11:42 in the morning on Wednesday the 1st with a conjunction to Uranus. Again, a little volatile aspect. It gives a fiery component. So really the only time this week, we're just in a contentious week. So it doesn't mean stuff can't get done. It just means people are going to be kind of in the mood to argue about it and be a little crabby, cranky, difficult. We also have a couple planets changing sign. In addition to Mercury going direct and starting to clear a shadow, Venus enters Gemini this week. She enters Gemini on Tuesday, and she's going to be in Gemini through June 17th. So Gemini makes her lighter, happier, and a little less decisive. So you think you're indecisive now, wait until next week when she enters Gemini, and she's indecisive for 3 weeks. And then Mars enters Scorpio on Friday. Now remember, he's going retrograde, so he's still going to be in Scorpio through August, but he goes back from Sag into Scorpio Friday morning around 9:51 with a bit of a whoomp, right? Kind of he kicks it up. And then we've been having in the sky the Jupiter and the Saturns fighting each other, squaring each other, arguing with each other. And they're doing it again this week. They're squaring each other on Wednesday for their third and final square, because Jupiter's moving direct, and he's going to square Saturn and go past him, and Saturn's not going to catch up with him. The next time they catch up is going to be in 2020 when they form a union again in Capricorn. So this is your last opportunity to work with that Jupiter-Saturn square. Now remember, Saturn's in Sagittarius, and he's saying, this is what I'm trying to build and construct. Jupiter's the architect. Jupiter's about to say to Saturn, here's the last bit of plans, I'm off to a new job. And then Saturn and Neptune are going to work together till the fall. But there's an adjustment, a change, a shift, a movement into a new direction with this closing square. And it's the third of three, so it finishes up the earlier two squares. And it says, okay, you had this plan, you started to build it, and now we're moving forward. And Jupiter's out of here. He's moving fast. He's taken off after the square with Saturn, and he's like, I am so out of Virgo. He's still going to be in Virgo until September, but he is done with all this picky. And, of course, Jupiter in Virgo is the Donald, you know, squaring Saturn in Sag, which is the vision. So we can expect some big changes with the Trump campaign this week, as that Jupiter squares the Saturn, and we also can expect some big changes with the area of our life where we've been really feeling a little critical and crabby, or where we've been trying to expand things. So you also, because one of the reasons we're having the webinar on Jupiter this week, which you can still sign up for on my website, $17, is because of the Jupiter-Saturn square. And that kind of heralds their last dance. Now, they met back in May of 2000. Back in Taurus time, they met in Taurus, and they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. So anybody that has a Jupiter-Saturn aspect in their chart this week is getting really activated. And also, all of us began something in May of 2000 in our Taurus house, and now we're at the closing square of it, where the universe is saying, are you happy with what you began? In my case, it was deciding I was going to leave corporate. I'd worked at Pepsi. We'd finished the year 2K conversions, and I'm like, I'm going to go be an astrologer full-time. And that kind of was, I'm not going to do this corporate work anymore. That was really the beginning of me making that transition to full-time astrologer. So now here I am doing webinars on it. So for you, what was going on then, and what have you been doing for the last 16 years? And what have you built? What have you grown? So we're going to explore that this week in our ideas and our thoughts, and we're going to have a little opportunity to do some psychological integration before these two guys part ways, not meeting up again until, I mean, they're going to have a closing sextile, but they're not meeting up in an aspect of action until we get to 2000 when they link up again in Cap. All right, so we did the moons. They're in the Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries house with hard closing aspects. So except for Monday morning, Monday's good. So it's a good time to start a new job. Shout out to Stacy, who's beginning her new job then. But it also is a lot of energy is a little stressful. So your job is to kind of say, well, you know, what is it I need to let go of or clear or release to be able to move forward? Think of it that way. It makes it a little easier. All right, the sun this week goes from 3 Gemini, because remember it entered Gemini last week, to 9 Gemini. And it has an aspect with Vesta on the 23rd, which is a lot about the house and the home. In my case, one of my siblings is moving. My brother is moving. And also the sun contra-parallels Saturn on the 23rd and the 24th, triggering that crabby, cranky aspect that the Saturn and Pluto are making down there by declination. And so watch for activity. When planets trigger each other, this is kind of acts, makes the thing go. We have an understanding of the change of our vision as Sun squares Pallas Athena on the 26th, and he says, you know, look at your vision and see how it's changed. Again, this can be from people coming back and talking to you, too. You would go, wow, yeah, I really changed what I used to think I wanted. Now this is what I have. Wow, this is how it's shifted. Sun is also contraparallel Mars on the 28th. Like I said, Mars, Pluto, Saturn, they're all active. They were active last week. That was the Egyptian plane blowing up and whatever blew up in your life. They're active this week as the Sun comes to see what actually happened. And we go, oh, that's what happened. Sun is also semi-square Uranus, which is a little bit of crazy cranky. And the Sun is also semi-square Eris, and that happens on the 28th and the 29th. Now, Uranus and Eris are going to meet up. Right, they're less than a degree together, degree apart. Again, back to the explosive feminine anger. Right, so it's just very, very right below the surface, boiling a little. Mercury is retrograde. I'm sorry, Mercury's gone direct. He went direct this week, but he's starting to clear his retrograde shadow, and he goes from 14 Taurus to 17 Taurus this week, and he aspects Ceres, and he kind of talks to her a little bit. And he kind of has a conversation with her about, you know, how to proceed. And then he has a trine to Pluto on the 30th of May. So that's a lot about agreements and deals. Now, Mercury's had three aspects with Pluto during this retrograde journey. This is the third. So this is when we concretize our deals and our negotiations and we sign our contracts and we move forward. A lot of times this is decisions to move forward. So I had a client who lost a case, so they're refiling, they're filing an appeal. Venus, very busy. She's shifting signs, as I mentioned earlier. She's going from 28 Gemini or 28 Taurus to 5 to 8 Gemini. So she's moving pretty fast, and she is she's coming to join entering Gemini on the 24th. At 5:44 a.m. on the East Coast time. And she's also aspecting Admetos, which is news of an ending on May 23rd, news of some feminine thing coming to an end. she's also aspecting Black Moon Lilith on the 24th, which means the feminine is not in the mood to be subservient and sometimes needs to adjust. She's having a fight with Mars on the 24th. Like I said, Venus is in a crabby mood right now. And she's also arguing with partners on the 25th. And then she has an argument with Pluto on the 25th. So she's just in a bit of a mood. And just know, when Venus is like this, we, you know, she's our goddess of love. She's where we feel happy. So you just can feel like really a little irritated and out of sorts. Give the Venus, you know, permission to go do something to help her get out of sorts. That does not necessarily mean yelling at the bus driver or yelling at the taxi cab driver or taking it out on the store clerk or your partner or your boss or your coworker. But trust me, you're going to see a lot of Venus yelling in the world this week. Because she's a little hot. And with her sesquiquadrate to Pluto, she's particularly paying attention to power doing things. She has a contraparallel to Saturn. Then she has a contraparallel to Pluto on May 27th and May 28th. So she's tracking the Sun. She's following behind the Sun. So the Sun does it at the beginning of the week. She does it at the end of the week. Again, these are crabby aspects, right? So we're going to see stuff, and then we're going to realize that this is not quite maybe what we wanted. So the Venus energy is very pushy and very strong. Give her her propers. Stand back if you don't want to get yelled at by the feminine. She also joins with Vesta on the 28th, which helps her clean out the house. And she sees patterns that she maybe doesn't like so much on the 29th. And again, this is a big breakup week. Again, we're working on what our vision for our future is. So sometimes we're going to be like, you know, that's just not it. And that's okay. She has a lot of quintiles, the 28th and the 29th. And what quintiles are is they're harmonics that let us see things the way we want them to be. They allow us and they encourage us to go forward. So those are helpful. That's the 28th and the 29th. And then she's semi-square to Uranus. which is a stressful aspect for her, and that's on the 30th in the evening. So that's Monday night. Coming back, getting back to go back to work, because we're going to all be off on the we're all going to be off on the 30th for Memorial Day. Mars, of course, is retrograde. He's in Sag. He makes the transition into Scorpio on May 27th at 9:51 in the morning. And he is moving backwards into Scorpio. He's going to go back to 23, where he stations at the end of June. So now he's going back into Scorpio for the bulk of June. And when he gets back to 23 at the end, then he goes forward for the bulk of July. We have a lot of Scorpio going on this year. And then we're going to clear those energies. So he doesn't really do a lot except for change signs this week. But that's pretty big because he bumps back into Scorpio from the fire. Okay, so you're Mars. You've been swimming in the swamp for a while. You got out. You warmed up on the beach by the bonfire. And now everybody goes back into the swamp, you know. And unless you really like swamps, right? Not that many people do. Mars is going back into the swamp, which means he's going to dig up some more stuff. This is the good part. This is the part where we get excited because we hear the secrets. We find out things going on. So that's cool. But it also is not always fun. And, of course, Scorpio is a much more intense placement. Then the 26th, Jupiter and Saturn square each other. Again, we're going to talk about this tonight on the webinar, but and also about Jupiter in general. But Jupiter square Saturn takes us to the back end of we've been running this cycle since May of 2000. So there's some kind of testing or some kind of, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And that square takes place at 13 Virgo, which, you know, look at where that is in your chart. That's where the eclipses have been hitting. And it also has a lot of energy around, you know, how precise we are in our tasks versus what our vision is. So make sure that you're working on your vision. And that square takes place on May 26th. Saturn doesn't do much of anything except run into a volcano on the 27th, so we can maybe even expect a volcano eruption here on Earth. Uranus is contra-parallel Black Moon Lilith on the 24th, giving us a little bit of a cranky, crabby energy. Remember, Lilith does not like to be subservient, so if you kind of tell somebody they have to do something and they bite back, you know why. Chiron is aspecting Lilith this week on the 29th, and Ceres on the 29th, contra-parallel Ceres, arguing with the feminine, the mother, and then also working in new partnerships on the 30th. So it's a good opportunity for partnerships to be clarified. Now, that also means breaking up. So if you're in a dubious situation and you're not sure what's going on and you think they might want to break up with you, this is not the week to have that conversation. But if you're in a relationship where, you know, it's basically pretty strong and you've just been having a lot of squabbles and a lot of, this is a good time to work with it because everything's moving forward now, or not everything, but at least the planet of communication is moving forward. And then, of course, Lilith partners with Juno on May 29th. So be careful who you sign up for partnership with on May 29th. You may find out they're a little more than you bargained for. Juno and Lilith are both traveling in early Scorpio. So early Scorpio is not one to be trifled with, meaning it is the sign where the scorpion is, and it also has a little bit of a sting. So proceed with caution. It's not a bad week, but it is a week to be aware. And remember, the universe is just trying to get you to see things in a different way. This is Ann Ortley signing off. I hope you'll join me in a half an hour for my webinar on Jupiter. You can sign up on my website. And if not, we'll catch you next week here at the Weekly Weather. Take care. Farewell. Bye-bye.